Methodology. This report looks at the status of FRHR within the following countries in Asia: Bangladesh, Cambodia, China, India, Indonesia, Laos PBR, Malaysia, Maldives, Mongolia, Nepal, Pakistan, the Philippines, Sri Lanka, Thailand, and Vietnam. Arrow, together with partners in these countries, have come together to promote FRHR for all. Note reference 2. Given the diversity and heterogeneity of the region in terms of socio-economic development, demography, geography, culture, and religion, however, wide disparities exist within as well as amongst countries, which are hidden in these statistics of regional average. The attempt of this report is to synthesize information on FRHR across the 15 countries that can be used as a tool for advocacy within the region and to make FRHR a priority for the page 7. Post-2015 Agenda. For country-specific information, refer to the National SRH and SRR profiles. Note reference 3. Developed by these partners. FRHR is defined by two key concepts: the right to make decisions on reproduction and sexuality free from discrimination, coercion, and violence, and the right to the highest standard of sexual and reproductive health SRH. Through this regional profile, we aim to look at a variety of factors concerning FRHR. In the first section of the report, we provide a broad overview of international human rights declarations and the adherence of these 15 countries towards these declarations and conventions. While agreement to adhere to some of these declarations and conventions shows commitment on the part of countries to follow these international conventions, merely ratifying them is hardly enough for real development to take place. In the second section, we focus on looking at specific issues related to SRH, including access to interventions and services on maternal health, access to skilled birth attendants, antenatal and postpartum care, and emergency obstetric care. We also look at access to information and services related to contraception and abortion. In addition, we also discuss specific issues related to HIV and AIDS. In the third section, we progress to look at issues of sexual and reproductive rights SRR, focusing on laws, policies, and incidences related to early and child marriages. In addition, we also examine the presence of laws and policies to prevent gender-based violence, including laws related to rape and sexual assault. While there may be sound laws and policies in certain countries, through this report we also aim to highlight the status of implementation of such laws and policies. People of diverse sexual orientations and gender identities face additional challenges, including discrimination from society as well as their families. In this section of the report, we therefore aim to look at the presence of anti-discrimination laws and policies for people of diverse sexual orientations and gender identities. Sidebar. Definitions. Reproductive health. Reproductive health implies that people are able to have a responsible, satisfying, and safe sex life, and that they have the capacity to reproduce and the freedom to decide if, when, and how often to do so. Implicit in this are the right of men and women to be informed of and have access to safe, effective, affordable, and acceptable methods of fertility regulation of their choice, and to appropriate healthcare services that will enable women to go safely through pregnancy and childbirth and provide couples with the best chance of a healthy infant too. Reproductive rights. Reproductive rights embrace certain human rights that are already recognized in national laws, international human rights documents, and other consensus documents. These rights rest on the recognition of the basic right of all couples and individuals to decide freely and responsibly the number, spacing, and timing of their children and to have the information and means to do so, and the right to attain the highest standard of sexual and reproductive health. It also includes their right to make decisions concerning reproduction free of discrimination, coercion and violence, as expressed in human rights documents by CPD. Sexual health. Sexual health implies a positive approach to human sexuality, and the purpose of sexual health care is the enhancement of life and personal relations, as well as counseling and care related to reproduction and sexually transmitted diseases adapted, UN. Sexual rights. Sexual rights embrace human rights that are already recognized in national laws, international human rights documents, and other consensus documents. These include the right of all persons, free of coercion, discrimination, and violence, to the highest attainable standard of health in relation to sexuality, including access to sexual and reproductive health care services, seek, receive, and impart information in relation to sexuality, sexuality education, respect for bodily integrity, choice of partner, decision to be sexually active or not, consensual sexual relations, consensual marriage, decide whether or not, and when, to have children, and pursue a satisfying, safe, and pleasurable sexual life to working definition. Source: Asian Pacific Resource and Research Center for Women, Arrow, 2009. For Claiming and Redefining Rights. ICPD+15, Status of Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights in Asia. Kuala Lumpur, Arrow. End of sidebar. Page 8. While the relevant services may be present in some of the countries, these may not be easily accessible for young people, especially for those who may not be married or adhere to standards of heteronormativity. The mere presence of these services is not going to suffice unless they are affordable, non-discriminatory, have a standard of quality, are geographically spread out to rural, urban, and semi-urban areas, and are monitored and accountable to people via the state. Thus, it is important to highlight the importance of universal access as opposed to universal coverage. Universal health coverage with people obtaining the services they want and benefiting from risk protection cannot happen unless there is universal health access, which is the opportunity and the ability of doing both things. Note reference, 4. While we attempt to look at a wide gamma of issues related to SRHR in 15 countries, this is by no means an exhaustive list. Due to constraints of time and space, there are issues that we may not have included. Similarly, there are other country-specific contexts that are of equal concern but do not find a mention in this report because of the scope of this document. This report relies heavily on secondary data and available analyses from 15 country profiles that have been developed for more in-depth discussions on individual contexts and as advocacy tools. Although attempts have been made to include information on all 15 countries in each section, this may not have been uniformly possible because of lack of uniform and easily accessible data on all issues being discussed as part of this report. The lack of uniform data on SRHR issues, as well as the lack of reliable and adequate data and information across all countries, adds to the limitations of this study. Sidebar. Definitions. Universal access. Despite its wide acceptance as an objective of health systems, the term universal access lacks a clear definition. A commonly used definition of universal access in relation to reproductive health is that information and services are available, accessible, and acceptable to meet the different needs of all individuals. The limitation of this definition is the tautological inclusion of the word access in the definition of access, which renders it logically untenable. In its broadest sense, universal access implies the ability of those who need health care to obtain it. It has also been defined as the absence of geographic, financial, organizational, socio-cultural and gender-based barriers to care. Universal coverage. Universal coverage is another term often encountered in discussions on universal access. The concept of universal coverage, however, is more limited than universal access. It means that financing and organizational arrangements are sufficient to cover the entire population, removing ability to pay as a barrier to accessing health services and protecting people from financial risks. In other words, universal coverage implies attempts to remove financial barriers to access through suitable health financing mechanisms adopted by the health system. Source: Asian Pacific Resource and Research Center for Women, Arrow, 2012. Thematic papers presented at Beyond by CPD and the MDGs, then GOS Strategizing for Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights in Asia Pacific Region and Opportunities for NGOs at National, Regional, and International Levels in the Asia Pacific Region in the Lead Up to 2014, then GOUNFPA. Dialogue for Strategic Engagement. Kuala Lumpur, Arrow. End of sidebar. Page 9.